With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi apparently has profited greatly when a luxury Napa Valley resort won a COVID-19 bailout. Bernie Bennett reports.
The Auberge de Soleil appears to be first rate in all ways but one. While the glamorous resort fills rooms that routinely go for $2,000 a night with A-list celebrities and tech titans, financial records suggest it did not provide much of a return to at least two of its investors, Representative Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul. That changed when it received millions of dollars in congressionally authorized COVID-19 relief funds in 2020 and 2021. A Real Clear Politics investigation analysis found that Pelosi's profits spiked from a variety of holdings that won significant government rescue funds, which amounted to $28 million, a total more than previously known. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, major automakers aren't being stingy this holiday season. Bill Alexander has more from the nation's capital.
Especially when it comes to stuffing President-elect Donald Trump's stocking. Toyota Motor of North America is donating $1 million to President-elect Donald Trump's January 20th inauguration. Ford Motor and General Motors said they would give the same amount. Trump's proposed tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada would affect many automakers in North America, including Toyota and Ford. The incoming president also wants to unravel many of Democratic President Joe Biden's policies on electric vehicles and emissions. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The situation in Sudan just keeps getting worse. Famine reportedly spreading throughout the country amid ongoing war between the nation's armed forces and a notorious paramilitary group that has devastated the country. A new report by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification says famine has been detected now in at least five major areas of the country. This is SRN News. Well, a new study finds Muslim nations are the worst for religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center has completed its latest global survey of restrictions on faith, and its list of nations where things are especially bad is dominated by those that are Islamic. Over 70% of the list are mostly Muslim countries, including such bad actors as Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. The rest of the nations that restrict religious freedom are predominantly communist, including China and Vietnam. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, the battles over abortion in America increasingly focusing on the pills now used in the most common way pregnancies are ended. The state of Texas now has sued a doctor in New York over a prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and some other Democratic-controlled states have passed to protect the abortion doctors. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on the death of a cat after eating pet food that had tested positive for bird flu.
Oregon authorities say a house cat died after eating raw frozen pet food. The indoor cat contracted the H5N1 virus known as bird flu. In response, Oregon-based pet food company Northwest Naturals has recalled one batch of its 2-pound feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food. The company says the product was sold nationwide through distributors in a dozen states and in Canada's British Columbia. Oregon authorities say no human cases of bird flu have been linked to this incident, but that those who were in contact with the cat are being monitored for flu symptoms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
No trading on Wall Street today, of course. Buyers and sellers will be back in business first thing Thursday morning. More details at SRNNews.com.